here's a story from The World.
Today, as we continue our global coverage of the U.S. election, a story about the biggest and oldest group of mail-in voters.
The whole world is watching.
The most important election.
Human rights.
Climate change.
Race. Immigration.
Value your freedom and democracy. This is what inspires the whole world.
President Trump has demanded that the winner of the 2020 election be named on election night. A group of retired U.S. generals and veterans has come forward to say that could disenfranchise military personnel on active duty and their families. The World's Rupa Shenoy reports.
Members of the military have voted by mail since the Civil War, but it's taken time to work out the process.
So you have to ask in time to then get the ballot in time, to fill it out in time, and mail it in time for it to be counted. That's not always as easy as people think.
General Wesley Clark learned that nearly 50 years ago when he was stationed in Germany and got his first absentee ballot.
It was like 3 feet wide and 4 feet long. You had to punch holes and you had to sign it in three or four different places. You had to stick it in another envelope, sign the other envelope. It was a complicated operation that I tried to do between 10 p.m. and midnight one night.
He doesn't know if that vote ever got counted. And Clark says there's still a degree of uncertainty about voting for the 172,000 active duty service members abroad. That's why he and other retired generals and veterans have banded together to create a new nonpartisan effort called Count Every Hero. It's not fraud they're worried about. And despite changes with the postal system that may slow mail, that's not their concern either. Retired Navy General Steve Abbott is co-chair of Count Every Hero.
I've been voting absentee most of my life, and my evaluation of the performance of the absentee and mail-in balloting in this country is that it works remarkably well.
It works well, but slowly for military members. A report to Congress about the 2018 election found that most military ballots received by election officials were counted, but about 6% were rejected, often because they were received after the deadline. David Becker is executive director of the nonpartisan nonprofit Center for Election Innovation and Research in D.C. He says military members have to navigate a complex web of federal and state laws. Many are stationed in far-flung locations, and most send their votes in by physical mail. Becker says it can take as long as 36 days for some soldiers to request a ballot, get one, send it back, and have it received by a state.
So this is exactly why election night doesn't exist. There is no such thing as election night in the United States.
He says federal laws require states to give military voters a grace period to get ballots in after election day. So Becker says results are always partial on election night. Military ballots could decide the election depending on how many votes separate candidates.
Anyone who insists that we set an artificial cutoff of midnight on election night is essentially disenfranchising hundreds of thousands of military voters overseas.
That's why it's important for veterans to speak out now, says Navy vet Todd Connor, who lives in the Chicago area, where he helps other veterans start businesses.
It's important now because I think we're hearing national leaders, the president in particular, kind of undermine the election process and sort of cast doubt on the integrity of the process.
Members of the military are supposed to serve without regard to politics, he says. So voting is the one way they can express their opinion. And Connor says that one way won't mean as much if, say, Trump claims he's won early on.
You know, it's like there's a fear that he will rush to judgment, call the election on election night, and that we wouldn't in the process allow military service members' votes to be counted.
That's why General Wesley Clark and others who were part of Count Every Hero say no winner should be declared until all military ballots are counted.
These are the very people who are putting their lives on the line to make sure every American has the right to vote. This is what our forefathers fought for and many of them died for. That's the real point of this whole effort.
He says people who protect a democracy should be able to trust that they can fully participate in that democracy. For The World, I'm Rupa Shenoy.